We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, so we have honored the late Hank Goldberg, who passed away yesterday at the age of 82, and we thought we'd give Twin Peaks Talk About a Tuesday a little Hank Goldberg. I mean, like, what is this? You know, it's like, it's not a theme. It's just a little bit Hank-related. Is that fair to say? Yeah, a little.
Is it an homage?
Yeah, a little homage to Hank. What are we having here? Like a sportsy question and then a Hank question or questions that revolve around Hank's likes and dislikes? It's got a little theme to it.
Tip of the cap to
Hank. A little tip of the cap. To use the right parlance, a doff of the cap. To Hank Goldberg. You have a big open here for Twin Peaks Talk About a Tuesday?
On Tuesdays, Hawk and Crowder talk about it.
Pick three restaurants to eat at for the rest of your life.
Talk about it.
How often are you changing your toothbrush?
Talk about it.
Pecan or pecan?
Talk about it.
Let's talk about it, courtesy of our friends at Twin Peaks South Florida.
By the way, oh my, I looked across the window, Crowder, and Solana is wearing a Miami Dolphins helmet. Is that in homage to Hank?
I mean, he was the guy. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're banging the microphone with the guard, with the face guard.
I mean, you wanted to know about the Dolphins. He was your guy.
That is true.
So there's a Dolphins helmet back here, and I figured what better way to honor
what the better way to get COVID than to put it right on your head?
Yeah, I'm going to stay home the rest of the week, fellas.
What better way to catch monkeypox than to put that thing right on your head? Twin Peaks, by the way. We will be out there next Tuesday. We're there every other Tuesday, so next Tuesday. Solana just tried to take a sip of his Red Bull with this Dolphins helmet on. There's a reason they squirt the Gatorade into their mouth when they're wearing helmets. Solana.
Can't get a cannon.
Of course you can't. You have a mouth guard.
Can't get a cannon there.
We will be out at Twin Peaks in Davie next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, Twin Peaks University Drive in Davie. Twin Peaks, by the way, very excited to introduce a brand new wing flavor, hot honey. They've brought the heat with this one, featuring honey, crushed red pepper, jalapenos, and cayenne pepper. It's sweet on the front end with a kick at the end. You get to Twin Peaks and find your favorite new wing sauce. That's at Twin Peaks the entire month of July. All right, a Hank Goldberg style Twin Peaks Talk About a Tuesday. Go ahead, Solana.
All right, guys, what's a better afternoon for you? A day at the track watching live horse racing or a day in the sports book in Vegas gambling on football?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. That is a great Hank Goldberg theme question, because if he wasn't, you know, he spent his last few years living in Vegas, but if he wasn't in a sports book, he was at the track. Yeah. If you ever went to the track in South Florida, I mean, Hank was ubiquitous. I was at Gulfstream. I went to Gulfstream on Sunday. I didn't even tell you guys, but I invested in another couple of horses. He got scratched on Sunday. He got scratched on Sunday, or else I really would have told you. But
That's always a good sign.
I went to, he's such a pig. This horse is such a pig. It's so bad, this horse. But I was there Sunday. I was at Gulfstream. I brought Whittingham. You know who we ran into? We ran into Mike Mayo, former food critic from the Sun Sentinel, and Chris Perkins. Yeah. Love Perk.
Perk.
And a day at Gulfstream. I mean, it was hot as hell Sunday. But a day at the track is really fun. I love a day at the track. But given my choice, gambling on NFL Sunday at a sports book in Vegas would be my premier choice as a way to spend a weekend. And I think, I don't know if Hank would prefer the track or the football gambling. He loved them both. But for me, the sports book in Vegas, gambling on football. Crowder?
I know this is going to surprise you guys. You know, I've never been to Churchill Downs. But the only place I've seen was Gulfstream. The only place I've ever watched horses run. I've actually told the story where they brought me and Ronnie Brown at our rookie year to congratulate one of the horses on winning. And it was terrifying because these damn horses are so high sprung, their whole body tenses up. And they just flit. They just, like, muscles just tense the whole time. And they like they're about to kick the hell out of you. I don't really like sports books. I like to go place my bets. But sitting in a sports book next to those guys that are betting on all them games.
I'm with you on that. I know what you're saying.
It's like it's a funny place to be because you don't feel like a fan of sports. You feel like a gambler.
Right.
Like everybody in there is cussing and screaming and smoking, chain smoking back to back. So I would at Gulfstream with the bars and the slot machines upstairs, watching the horses run a little bit, walking around. They have restaurants, they have retail. I'd rather be at Gulfstream Park than to be at a sports book.
I have a great picture of me, you, and Leroy Horde at a sports book in Vegas looking pathetic and sad. It's a perfect descriptor for a day at the sports book. You make a good point though, because you're inside and you're watching, you know, 15 different games, and Gulfstream you do. You're outside and you make a good point.
And you can chase right now. Like you're looking at one game and oh, okay, they're getting beat. Okay, let me go put another 100 on this because I know that 100's gone. Like it's a weird place to be. If you've never been to a sports book, it's a weird place to be.
But you could chase quickly at at Gulfstream because they got, you know, the simulcast center. I mean, Whittingham and I, we weren't chasing. We had a winning day. Well, we were winning Gulfstream, and then we'd go bet Woodbine in Canada, and then we'd bet Churchill Downs and Belmont. Time of our lives.
See, I don't want to do the Gulfstream with you.
Oh, you got to get out. You got to get down and dirty.
The first time I sat at a table for over 3 hours in Vegas was with you.
I know, and that was a short stint.
You just go.
Gotta get dirty. Gotta get dirty. All right, what else do you have in the Hank Goldberg theme Twin Peaks Talk About a Tuesday, Solana?
This one's interesting. I'm going to ask you guys, who's the greatest representative of Miami sports? So we're looking for one person here, a representative. One person. I have to fix that one.
Yeah.
That was weird.
A representative.
One person.
Nobody says that.
A representative.
Who is the personification of Miami sports?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. I will give you Hank Goldberg's answer. I will channel Hank Goldberg. You know, on this show before, I have become Hank Man. I have become a mixture of Mark Hockman and Hank Goldberg. Mark Hank Man. But I will channel Hank Goldberg for this one because his answer, and you would not be able to debate him on it, his answer would be Don Shula. Don Shula is the face of Miami sports and will always be the face of Miami sports. That is Hank Goldberg giving an answer, and if you don't agree, you're a jagoff.
Oh, I don't want to be a jagoff.
Come on,
but I don't
for
think
Hank.
Shula.
Nope, do it for Hank.
Don Shula.
Solana, who do you think?
Well,
do it for Hank.
All right, it's Don.
There you go.
Marino Sweat. What about Marino Sweat?
Don Shula.
Riley?
Don Shula! You jag Riley. Off. All right. Got time for one more?
Yeah. How did Hank celebrate New Year's Eve to ring in the year of 2000?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. Oh, I'm very glad you asked that. I actually fed you that question. I had a run-ins, one of my favorite run-ins. I went the turn of the millennium, if you will, when it became the year 2000. Everyone was, A, scared of Y2K, so some people didn't go out at all. You were around for Y2K, weren't you, Crowder? How old were you?
Yeah, I was a sophomore in high school.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, remember the Y2K scare?
Everything so was all the shut computers down, were going to crash and everything's going to go to hell. Yeah.
Yeah. So there were two camps of people. Either you hunkered down on that New Year's Eve. What do you think your parents did, Solana? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, we did the Solana New Year's party like we do every year.
Ah. So some people hunkered down. Some people went out. It was one of the most expensive New Year's Eves ever because going from the 1900s to the 2000s, you know, it was a big deal. So the Doral did it was like a two-night stay, and I can't remember who played the first night. They had a little stage built on one of the greens, I think. It's either on a fairway or a green. And who was the second act? I can't remember the first act. But the New Year's Eve night was Earth, Wind, and Fire. And so I went with my wife. We didn't have a kid back then. My college roommate, Barry, went with his wife. Jim Frivola went with his wife. We got rooms at the Doral for the weekend. And we watched Earth, Wind, and Fire on New Year's Eve at Doral. And I saw Hank Goldberg walk in with some knockout. I mean, this woman, you know, Hank wasn't exactly a model. He wasn't Fabio. And Hank walks in to this Earth, Wind, and Fire concert, and there was VIP seating, which was just like bleachers closer. It was poorly done. The whole thing was so poorly done. But he walks in, Hank, she looked like Jessica Rabbit. I don't think that they were dating, if you understand what I'm saying, Crowder.
They were dating. I don't know the ramifications around the date, but that was a date.
So, yeah, it was a defined set of time. But he walks in, he watched, if you want to know the answer to your question, Solana, what was he doing New Year's Eve at the turn of the millennium? He was watching Earth, Wind, and Fire in the presence of a beautiful lady at the Doral. There you go. I'm sure you don't have a different answer, Crowder, because that question was meant for me.
Man, I love this Hank. The more I learn, the more I love. Goodness gracious.
I mean, he stopped everyone in their tracks when he walked into this concert. One more, Solana? You got time for one more quick one or no?
Yeah, in Hank's honor, Hawk, one last time. Go ahead, do it. Call me a jagoff.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. All right, start to say anything, Solana.
Yeah, so
shut
I
up,
think...
you jagoff. Moron. Crowder, you want to try it? It's fun.
Okay, so I'm ready.
I really just think that
shut
the Miami...
Shut up, you jag off, moron.
It does. It makes
it's
freeing.
Fun, right?
Free.
It's freeing. Yeah. It is.
But don't you just think that...
Shut up, you jag off.
Man, this 80s radio was pretty fun,
you
goodness
moron.
Gracious.
There you go. A little homage to Hank Goldberg. Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday. And again, Twin Peaks... We're excited to introduce a brand new wing flavor, hot honey. They're bringing the heat with this one, featuring honey, crushed pepper, crushed red pepper, jalapenos, and cayenne pepper. It's sweet on the front end with a kick at the end. Get to Twin Peaks and find your new favorite wing sauce. And again, we will be at Twin Peaks on University Drive in Davie next Tuesday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.